Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Democrats are upset because President Trump keeps escaping from their traps. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. You know what? It's like such an amazing time to be alive, to see everything upside down. And then when everything gets flipped backside upright, the Democrats don't know how to act. They all get upset. Why would they get upset about reality? Why would they get upset about the truth? Why would they get upset because President Trump escaped from one of their devious traps again? Because you notice, they keep leaving all of these traps out there trying to catch President Trump. And President Trump sees the trap. He sees the little stick holding up the stone. He sees that they're trying to create a pit hole for President Trump to fall in. But President Trump, he keeps escaping from it. The Democrats are furious. They're furious. And it's a couple things it is. One, President Trump, they're saying this. The Democrats are saying this. He's so lucky. He's still free. He's escaping everything that they've been throwing at him. And the biggest problem that they have in all of that is that you and I continue to support President Trump. That's their biggest problem. Now, see, they would be okay if President Trump was escaping a lot of this stuff that they're throwing at him, all of these traps. They would be okay with it, permitting that you stop supporting President Trump. But they can't figure it out. And what they don't realize is that every time they try to set this trap up for President Trump, guess what happens? More and more people support President Trump as a result of it. They would have done so much better if they never even said President Trump's name. But every time they say his name and every time they throw more crap at President Trump, all it's doing is sparking the interest of people that wouldn't vote for him from the first time, from the get-go. You understand that? So now they can't help themselves. They have Trump on their brain constantly. TDS is a real thing. It really is. If they're going to create a vaccine, maybe they should create a vaccine for TDS. Because TDS, they're suffering from it extremely bad. This Trump derangement syndrome. They don't even know how to come out of it. They know if they just stop talking about Trump, because you know what? Let me put this to you this way. Even Joe Biden, the Biden regime, was asking the liberal media to stop talking about Trump. Because see, what they don't realize, a lot of these people, is bad news is still good news. Why is that? Because you're still talking about the person you don't like. You're still putting light on the person that you don't like. They're putting light on President Trump. And all of the people that see President Trump going through this unnecessary crap, a lot of people on the left have gone through it as well. And it's clicking for a lot of people. Why do you think they got upset when President Trump made the connection about his mugshot in the black community? You know how many black people got upset with President Trump because he said that? Not that it was because it was true, it's because he acknowledged it. President Trump acknowledged it, which a lot of black people that wasn't even paying attention say, you know what, he's right. I'm just kind of curious, are the same people that's realizing this making the connection that it's the Democrats that did it to President Trump and it's the Democrats that's doing it to them? I'm just wondering if they're making a connection. I think that's part of the reason why the left is kind of upset right now. Now, I have a long list of videos and probably won't be able to get to all of them, but I want to share some of these videos that I have for you. This exposing and showing how the left is reacting to President Trump constantly escaping the traps that they're setting up for him. But listen to this first one here. This is one with Jesse Waters. And I do like Jesse Waters. He's like really the only one. There's a couple of more on there, but he's like the main one on Fox News that I like. But I always mention that. But listen to this. Watch this. This is good.
Bank accounts frozen, property seized. By the end of today, this could be a reality for Donald Trump.
His assets, including some of these prized properties on the screen right there, could be seized if he can't make a nearly $500 million bond payment by the end of the day.
One more for you. Donald Trump could be forced to declare bankruptcy if he's unable to post his more than $450 million bond.
Just like Y2K, the countdown ended with nothing. Trump's buildings weren't seized. He wasn't bankrupted. He actually made $4 billion today. Humiliating Trump, padlocking his properties and stealing his cash before the election, that won't happen. Today was a good day for America. You can't bankrupt a man just for beating Biden in the polls.
I have a lot of cash. You know I do because you looked at my statements. But I would also like to be able to use some of my cash to get elected. They don't want me to use my cash to get elected. They don't want that. They don't want me taking cash out to use it for the campaign.
Are you going to start putting money into your campaign? Yeah. You haven't done that since 2016.
Well, first of all, it's none of your business, I mean, frankly. But I might. I might do that. I have the option.
Every indictment helps Trump, and every court victory helps him even more. We're witnessing a political injustice, and every day that he survives, he looks stronger. And Joe Biden looks weaker, and the system more corrupt.
Yes, every day, President Trump looks stronger, and every day, the system looks more corrupt. That's exactly what it is. And see, the American people, they're on the up and up. The American people see what's happening here. You see what's happening. I see what's happening. If I didn't see what's happening, I wouldn't be on here talking about it. But we all see it happening. The left are so furious right now. I mean, they're piping mad. Every time, I mean, every single thing that they've been throwing at President Trump, they've been failing at every single step of the way. The only thing that they've been successful in doing, and they're still not happy, is them doing a coup d'etat in 2020. November of 2020, the Democrats did a coup d'etat. That's when the coup d'etat took place. And they've been successful on removing President Trump during that coup d'etat. That's the only thing that they've been successful at. And they've also, actually, they've been also successful of getting feds to go to J6 and to make it look like President Trump. But that's, I mean, they're failed at that too, though, actually. On J6. They failed at that as well. Listen to AOC because she's upset because they did not seize President Trump's assets. And she's saying that, oh my goodness, this could be a major problem by them not seizing President Trump's assets because President Trump will have the funding that he wants, that he needs going into the election.
I actually think that there is risk in not seizing these assets and the open window that exists in him trying to secure these funds through other means. We've seen a lot of interesting transactions happening with Truth Social and other means, and there's a very real risk of political corruption.
Oh, give me a break. What's the risk of political corruption? See, that what they're saying, Will, is they're saying that the higher debt you have, the more of a risk you are. Right? That's what so basic intelligence says.
But you're talking about stupid AOC talking about if the more debt that you have, mm-hmm. the more of a risk that you are. But once you start seizing assets, your debt actually goes up. He has more debt. It's going to cause more problems. But that's see, true. That's their whole objective. Their objective is to try to make President Trump hurt so much that he would just step away. If he just stepped away, all of this would go away. I mean, every last bit of it would go away if he just stepped
Isn't
away.
Isn't it funny too? Because Trump's like, they know how much I have, right? They're going after all his money to bankrupt him, to stop him. That's literally what they're trying to do.
Yeah. That's exactly what they're trying
Trump
to do.
And Trump is such a good businessman that he's like, and it just shows how what dumb business people they are, right? They think that by doing all these lawsuits and making, you know, judgments where he owes $500 million is going to break Trump. And Trump's like, nah, I'm way better at this than you are.
Yeah. And you know what? President Trump, I believe President Trump had the money. He has the money. He just don't want to give it to him.
Yeah, I wouldn't
which
either.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
Let's say you have $6.5 billion. You're on paper, you're worth $6.5 billion. And when they want $500 million, and you have the money, would you still give it to them? I would hold back as much as possible. Listen to this one. This is them upset because President Trump is not having to pay the $455 million now. They're angry. They're saying that President Trump, the rules apply different for him than anybody else.
But I'm being told right now that the that bond, that $500 million bond that had been set and that the former president had to deal with today, has now been reduced to $175 million. So that $465 million plus bond that he was looking at has now been reduced. As of right now, we're getting this breaking news, this appeals court allowing the former president to post a smaller bond of $175 million within 10 days. David, what does that tell you?
Jose, it tells me something that you and I have talked about before, and that is the playbook is different for former President Trump. We were literally talking about this the last time you and I discussed this case. I expect for them to do something for him that's different than what you see for everybody else when they go to court. So,
really? So it's different for President Trump. You know what's different for President Trump? There was no victim.
Yeah.
There was no crime. They fined President Trump $455 million because he did nothing wrong. That's what's happening here. There's no victim. There's nobody saying there was wrongdoing that took place. None of that happened. So, of course, they're upset. They're upset because they're like, we finally got him, but they don't have him. None of it panned out. They're saying that President Trump, the justice system is different for him than anybody else, but yet you can actually negotiate with other countries and do these deals where you have nothing and you don't even sell anything, but you get off scot-free. Listen to this one. They're saying that President Trump has his own justice system. Listen to this.
This is so infuriating, I don't even know what to do. You know, now he's getting his own private system of justice. This is an absolute travesty.
But certainly, this is one heck of a break for, yet again, Teflon Don.
The playbook is different for former President Trump.
He's pretty much gotten everything he's wanted. For what reason? No one else in the country would have that kind of luck.
How is
I mean,
it
you
lucky?
Can't make it up.
How is it lucky that he gets a case where there's no victim,
no victims,
no fraud, and they convict him of fraud?
No, none. All the banks want to still work with him.
These people are ridiculous.
I told you, you can't even make this up. You can't even make it up. They're so angry because President Trump keeps getting away, and it's just like watching the Roadrunner and the Wile E. Coyote. Wile E. Coyote being the Democrat Party and President Trump being the Roadrunner. He sees the traps, he goes right through it, and then they get upset because it doesn't work. I have more for you when we come back. It is bizarre. We'll be right back. Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So we're still talking about how the left, they're terribly angry. They're highly upset because President Trump keeps escaping from all of their traps. Now, I've never seen this before, and I'm not, you know, I haven't been into politics for that much, you know. Let me just lay it out for you really quick. I paid attention to politics somewhat when I was younger. But I really didn't get involved until President Trump started running against Hillary Rodham Clinton. Then I really started paying attention to politics. Well, and a little bit before then, because when Obama lit up the White House in the sodomite colors, that's when I was like, I was done. And none of the Democrats were upset about it. They were like, this is, and I was like, this is completely wrong. It's completely disgusting what they were doing. But I've never seen them go after someone so tough like they're going after President Trump. And they keep saying that he keeps getting by. It's just like the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. And I've made that analogy so many times. Every single time. The only thing they haven't done that we are aware of is a full-on assassination attempt. That's the only thing that they haven't really. Now, I know that there has been attempts against President Trump's life, but they haven't gone to the full extreme as of yet. I don't think the CIA has sent in anybody as of yet to try to do something, because I think that would cause major problems in the country. Because if something happens to President Trump, we're going to know. Without even seeing any evidence that it was the Democrat Party. It's this federal government, the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, Homeland Security, all of them working together to try to take out President Trump. Listen to this short clip with the Democrats highly upset because President Trump keeps getting by.
He's been around and survived all of these incredible, weighty legal and political issues, and he's still here, still here, still a free man. I have no explanation for this, Joe.
He's still a free man. They can't even explain it. President Trump is a free man in the United States of America. Are you hearing this? They're blatantly laying it out there that they want President Trump arrested. They don't want him to be a free man in a free society. They make up all of these lies, and then they want everyone to go along with the lies, and they want all of us to believe that with the lies that they're telling us is factual. And none of it's factual. But yet they continue to do it. They continue to push it. Listen to Nancy Pelosi as she's talking about President Trump, saying that President Trump is a grifter. Really? President Trump is the grifter? Listen to this.
Well, I think that it's very clear that Trump is a grifter. That's just the way it is. And integrity, which is something that we all want to always deepen in politics and in government, has just flown the coop with him.
So let me get this straight. She's calling President Trump a grifter. Why is she not saying that about Hunter Biden?
Yeah, someone who engages in petty or small-scale swindling, right?
Right. Why is she not? But I guess Hunter Biden wasn't doing small-scale swindling.
Does she think Trump you know what?
But I mean, for her to make that analogy, she's just talking out the side of her
but
mouth.
But look at her. This is a person that we know has used her position to make her husband and her rich. She sat on the
filthy
board
rich.
Of different businesses that she's got to vote on. And then her husband has bought stock or invested in stock in some of the businesses that she sat on the board of, or I'm sorry, not the board, but on the panel that decides whether legislation goes in for different businesses.
Well, so, the last time that happened, her husband put $5 million into the, I think it was the chip company, actually.
It was a chip company,
yeah,
the chip company passed.
In Arizona.
Yep, after Biden.
No, before it passed, he put $5 million
into
it.
Knowing it was going to pass.
Knowing that Nancy Pelosi was over it, and it was going to pass. Right, because he had insider trading.
Sure did.
So, how much money did he make from that $5 million investment?
They've talked about that. You know, she hasn't talked about it, but other people like AOC and stuff have actually brought up: should politicians be able to invest in companies that are directly impacted by legislation that they pass? And I don't think they should be able to.
No, but you notice AOC has shut up about that.
She sure has.
She shut up about it. Nancy Pelosi called her into the office.
Isn't that funny?
You need to shut up. Now take this investment here. You will go ahead and make $1 million by the end of this week. Now shut up and take the money. And you notice AOC says nothing about it. Elizabeth Warren used to say something too, but she shut up about it. Same thing with the big tech companies. Elizabeth Warren used to say stuff about the tech companies and the overreach that they were doing. But then when it came down to them constantly censoring conservative Christians and Republicans, she shut up about it. She doesn't say anything.
Well, same thing with Eric Adams and the border. He
went
down there and
made
this big old scene saying, I'm going down there. I'm going to find out what the reasons of immigration is. And
he get a phone call, then he shut up about it.
He sure did. He don't talk about it anymore.
After the phone call. So here's another one. I got to share this with you because it's like all over the place. Yeah, President Trump, he just keeps getting the lucky break. He's so lucky. They're all angry.
So it's your understanding that Trump will be able to get this lower amount of cash together. But it is worth reminding everyone that up until the 11th hour today when this ruling came down, they were struggling to find a way to pay that original bond amount.
Here we go again. He continues to defy gravity and catches another lucky break.
The notion.
Wait a minute. So President Trump is defying gravity. He's defying gravity. Does that make President Trump Superman? I'm just asking the question here because they're the ones saying it. And you know what? There's actually a thing right now where they're alluding to saying that President Trump compared himself to Christ. Did you know that, Shannon? Have you heard of that?
I'm not surprised.
They're actually saying that. Yeah. So maybe this is where they're getting it from because they're saying that President Trump is defying gravity. Listen.
Here we go again. He continues to defy gravity and catches another lucky break.
The notion that I would walk in there and have my what I owed knocked down to a third of the judgment is ludicrous. I wouldn't even ask you if that would happen for me. Of course not. And the notion that he's got 11 more days is ludicrous. And I guess my question is there a breaking point? Or is this just what Trump will benefit from? Everybody always bending the rules and treating him differently.
Oh, really? They're treating him differently. You know how they're treating him differently? They're charging him with fraudulent indictments. They're charging him with these fraudulent civil suits. They're charging him with these fraudulent charges, 91 different charges. Fraudulent, mind you. Then every single election year, they did it in 2016, they did it in 2020, now they're doing it in 2024, they find all these countless women. Oh, President Trump, he assaulted me back in such and such and such date. And they all say, well, you know, hashtag believe the woman. And all of these are left-leaning women that President Trump has already said that he don't even know who they are, never even came in contact with them, but they all push it because it's election season. It's election season. I got another one for you. Listen to this one. It's all about Joe Biden going after President Trump because President Trump is leading in the polls. He's leading in the polls. So they're saying, look, do anything and everything. And you know why they're doing this? Because they see President Trump as Hitler. They believe if they can cheat, steal, and kill to keep him from getting back into office, they'll do it when they are the ones following Hitler's tactics. talking about the left.
This is all about election interference. This is all Biden-run things, meaning Biden and his thugs. They can't win an election because of the borders, because of energy prices, because of inflation, because of Afghanistan, the worst and most embarrassing day in the history of our country.
This was too much for MSNBC and CNN, who punched the censor button while he was just warming up.
Well, I respect the appellate division for substantially reducing that ridiculous amount of money that was put on by a corrupt judge named Ngoron. He ought to be looked at.
And so we'll continue to listen into Donald Trump, but as he continues to make what are provably wrong statements.
Trump there laying out a plethora of falsehoods, perhaps the most blatant one, that all of these criminal cases were orchestrated by President Biden. As the president is answering questions from reporters, more falsehoods from former President Donald Trump. Again, repeating this false claim that President Joe Biden is behind the slew of legal issues that he's facing.
That's not false. Letitia, Fannie, Loverboy, Jack Smith's team all visited or coordinated with the White House.
Oh, they seem to grow amnesia when it comes to that. They all coordinated with the White House to go after President Trump. They all grow amnesia, like they completely forgot about that. It's 100% true. You know what the whole thing is? They go in front of the cameras and their audience, and they try to see who can be the best one telling the lie. It would not surprise me at the end of the year. They probably have this whole media, you know, network come together, and they give out awards for who was able to tell the best lie, the most convincing lie. But they're all failing miserably right now. They don't even like it. It's so bad. You even have Bill Maher. Bill Maher, the atheist, rejects Christ with every fiber in his being and hates Trump, is even talking about how is it that he keeps getting away with everything when he hasn't done anything wrong, but they keep throwing it at him, but yet he keeps getting away. Listen.
No, he actually just got this guy is the luckiest guy in the world, but Trump Social, Trump Social, but True Social just got permission to go public.
Right.
And so it's his stake, because it's a meme stock, a little like GameStop, is worth $3.5 billion right now, and it could go higher if people bid it up.
He definitely made a deal with the devil at
something.
Because he always lucks out on everything.
Yeah.
He has best enemies. Look at Michael Avenatti. Look at Fannie Willis now in Georgia. The
right.
best enemies.
Right.
Just, it helps him so much.
And Merrick Garland fucked it all up. He's dithered now we're probably not even going to see any of the trials. He just always lucks his way into everything.
He lucks his way into everything. I mean, look. I'm drilling this so much because they're so angry. But none of this has to be this way. Again, it would have been to their best interest if they just ignored Trump. But because they suffer from TDS, they can't help themselves. They figured they have to go out and lie about Trump, about this, lie about that, lie about everything. Because if they allowed President Trump to go on the microphone in front of a camera and even talk to somebody, just anybody, they feel threatened by it. But the more they do it, again, the more they do what they're doing, all it's doing is creating more support for President Trump, because President Trump in this case is the underdog. Who votes for the underdog? I do, just about every time.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITE1 at MyPillow.com. promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
Hey everyone, well, we are back and let's talk about Pamper with Grace. Today we are continuing to talk about one of the key ingredients of this elixir, the Verisol collagen. Right now, as I said yesterday, this is one of the most studied collagens on the market, right? And in these studies, there has been proven effects that it reduces wrinkles and fine lines, it increases skin elasticity, it improves skin surface and cellulite. So ladies, you know, all of us would love, right? Especially as we get older, that the cellulite in our legs or arms has less of an appearance. And this does this for you.
Have you been seeing a difference with it?
I actually have.
You've been seeing a difference with your legs?
I absolutely have.
Really?
Yes. And my stomach, too.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, right. I love it. I love it. And because one thing I don't like to do, you know, as I get older, is I don't like to wear shorts. At least not, you know, my shorts have to go to my knee, and I'm probably still going to be that way just because of my age. But
I love wearing shorts. I wear shorts every time.
Will it can does. Be, it can be, even in the winter.
It can be 36 degrees, and I'm wearing
but
shorts.
But, of course, we're here in Texas, so, right?
Yeah, but, I wear shorts all the time. But, you know, I know what you're talking about because I see a lot of more mature women, and sometimes they can see have their legs, varicose veins and stuff like that. But you're saying that it's been helping you.
Yeah, with the cellulite, right? And your skin elasticity and even wrinkles.
Well, I've noticed for me, it's been really helping with my hair. And for those of you that have seen me before, sometimes I let my hair down. I got a full head of hair, dreadlocks. But ever since I've been having these issues with face, with I call them fascist book, mm-hmm. I've been stressed out. It's been causing other problems. I've been having sleeping problems and everything else. But once I started taking this, I've been able to sleep through the night, even though I'm going through all this stuff. And it's like, you know what? I try to let it go. I pray and I get on my knees and I pray to God and I ask him every day to help me out. Please, Lord, allow this to work out. But my flesh is still going through it, right? You understand what I'm saying? I still feel the pain. I still feel the anxiety. And I still continue to have faith and trust in God. But I started losing my hair. After taking this, my hair started growing back. I'm like, I wasn't even thinking about, right, would this help me in that area? Yeah. I was taking it because my hands peel like they're in the desert every day. I mean, right, it's really crazy. I'm always working. I'm constantly washing my hands, but my hands would peel. But I had no idea that my hair would start growing back.
Yeah. And well, one thing that we ask people to do is when you get your box, to take before pictures, right? And so this is literally off of the website, pamperwithgrace.com. And you can see people can add your own picture. These are pictures that people have added. And look at Will, here's hair right here.
Yeah.
There's a before and 60 days later, look at how much more is filling
in. I've already
in.
Noticed it within 2 weeks.
And even his color of his hair is changing. Yes. It's not as white as it was
before.
Well,
I hope it works for me because I got a lot of gray coming in. That gray is kicking in real tough on me. So I'm not even expecting it, but I wasn't even expecting my hair to go back. I was at the point to where I was thinking I was going to just have to cut my hair off. But now it's like coming back.
Yeah,
I mean, it's coming back with vengeance.
And you know, Will, you and I haven't even been taking it for 30 days yet.
No, that's what I'm saying. For just 2 weeks. And I'm so excited about that because I like my hair. You know, I like my hair. I got dreadlocks. It works for me. And when I was younger, I never thought that I would have dreadlocks, but I'm a lot older now and I still have dreadlocks. It's just a hairstyle. I wash my hair every day. I go to the gym. I got to wash my hair. I wash my hair every day. I use Head and Shoulders, if you want to know. Every day. I had no idea that this would be the results of taking the elixir from pamperwithgrace.com.
Yeah.
So if you're interested and you want to try it, do the subscription because you get a discount with the subscription. Use the subscription. Use the subscription option at pamperwithgrace.com. You get the discount and it's a 30 days money back guarantee.
Yeah, and as you
can see
really, from this picture,
it's
Will,
amazing.
You really want to at least take it for 60 days.
Yeah,
right?
At least 60 days. You know, if you do it for 60 days, you most definitely will see results.
But
I'm
Will,
seeing it within 2 weeks.
Yeah, I want to tell you something. Last night, oh my gosh, like you were talking about your sleeping.
How I fell asleep and like I hadn't done this since I was a kid. I was sleeping so hard that it's like my arm like fell asleep. I'm like, oh my goodness, because I was just so, I was out.
Yeah.
I mean, I was out.
Yeah. And last night I was out. I've been sleeping better anyways, especially because my hot flashes, this has literally eliminated my hot flashes, right? And it's eliminated my brain fog. It actually has given me more energy, so I have more energy throughout the day. And by the time it's time to go to bed, I'm ready to go to bed.
I'm tired.
I'm ready. And last night I slept so incredibly hard, right? Harder than even before, because I told you I actually kind of sleep like you were describing anyways. I mean, I was just so relaxed. I don't know what it is. I feel better during the day. I feel more relaxed during the day because you know as well, when we're reporting on all this stuff, I start stressing out some.
It can be stressful looking at all of this.
Sometimes I'm just like, oh my gosh. But this has helped me completely with that too. So, you know, once again, look at these benefits, the elixir benefits. You know, if any of those are something that you could use in your life, go to pamperwithgrace.com and get you the elixir. Take the 30-day challenge. I know you're going to see something before 30 days, though.
I did in 2 weeks. And you know what? Let me tell everybody. I'm not saying this just to get you to buy it. Again, it's a 30-day money-back guarantee. And when Shannon, she wasn't even expecting it. She was complaining every day. We're in the studio. We got the AC going. She would turn a fan on because she was talking about, oh, my goodness, I'm going through a hot flash. Now, more mature ladies, you understand what she's going through. I don't understand it. You know, I don't. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't understand it. So when we had our box, and I've been telling everybody, she emptied the box. She took the rest of them, didn't leave me none. I said, you know, we're out of them. And she just kind of looking at me. But I understand. I get it. Right? This is something that she wasn't expecting. And now she's like, I can't live without it.
And, you know, if you still are on Facebook, go to pamperwithgrace.com on Facebook. Connect with me there. I actually have been putting some videos on there. I've been putting some information about there. But also, I want to hear what you guys are experiencing. Those of you that have bought this product, I know you're going to feel something. I know you are. I want to hear your stories. If you could take before and after pictures for me, that would be wonderful. I will post them on the Facebook page because...
But at the same time, I still want to get, you know, statements from people, their experience with it.
Yeah.
And then if you email us, we'll just use your first name, you know, put your first name and put the quote on what you say and how it benefited you and just your first name. And I'll put it right here in the box. I'll put it right here in the box so you can see it. Okay. So let us know your experience. I'm verbally telling you my experience. So please tell us your experience as well. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, so let me bring something to your attention. Now, the first two segments, we're talking about how the Democrats, or in this case, the Democrats, they believe doing anything and everything is completely fine against President Trump. Why? Because they see President Trump as a Hitler figure. Because they've been told that. Why do you think they constantly say that President Trump, he's supporting white supremacy or white nationalists or these anti-hate groups, associating MAGA Republicans with white supremacy? And I have my MAGA hat. I have it right behind me right there, my MAGA hat. And they don't like it. But they keep using the same tactics that Hitler used to use against us. Look at this right here. Here's a great example of Hitler from back in the day. And look how he's acting.
Dass ich gearbeitet habe, dass ich mich in diesen Jahren für dich eingesetzt habe, dass ich anständig meine Zeit verwendet habe.
Do you see the similarities? But then they turn around and say President Trump is acting like this. Remember, You see, Hitler in his State of the Union, what was he doing? He's screaming. What did Joe Biden do in his State of the Union? He was screaming. Constantly screaming. President Trump, he goes behind the podium. He doesn't scream at everybody. He just talks to people. When President Trump was going, when he was doing his State of the Union, he wasn't screaming at people because that's the first thing that the Democrats would say. Oh my goodness, he's screaming at us like he's Hitler. He's screaming at us like he's Hitler. Well, here's another example of the reason why they're starting to panic of President Trump. And now they're all trying to say President Trump is broke. He's broke. President Trump is not getting the donations. Or is he? Look at this. Look at this. Here it is talking about the donors that President Trump is receiving, the donations President Trump is receiving versus the donations Joe Biden is supposedly receiving from 2020 up until now even.
Small donors, and these are people who give $200 or less. The Biden campaign is significantly lagging the Trump campaign in this one category. And that is very different than what happened in 2020 in the cycle, where, and this is the full cycle for 2020, where the Biden campaign substantially outraised Trump among small donors. So there is a shift here, and it may reflect the enormous passion of Trump's base and some of the issues Biden may be having with his small donors.
Some of the issues that he may be having with his small donors, the issue is that he has with the entire country. It has nothing to do with small donors. It's what he's doing to the entire country that has everybody upset in a frenzy state.
And well, do you think this could be because that's why they're doing these videos begging for donations?
They're trying
I saw Carmella do them.
That's exactly what
I
it is.
I saw Obama do them. I saw Biden do them.
That's exactly the reason why they're doing it, because they're saying, look, President Trump is getting all of these donations, because there's a video with Trump Jr. asking for donations. Then, and there's a video with President Trump asking for donations, you know, because he's saying any amount helps. And it really does. Any amount helps. But they see that more people are donating to President Trump because they want the America that we had under President Trump. I know that I do. I know that you do. There's not a single person to come on here and say, oh, Will, you got it all wrong. I love the way the economy is now. I love Bidenomics. I love the Bidenflation. There's not a single person in their right mind would say such a thing. Not a single one. Okay, let me change it up here. Now that we have a new co-chair of the RNC, the old one, and I called it out, Rona McDaniel, she ran over to MSDNC, ran over there to the network, became a contributor. And I called it out. As soon as I found out that they were removing her, I said, watch, she's going to end up on one of these liberal media outlets as a contributor. And sure enough, split screening, sure enough, she did. But they're not happy about it, which I'm pretty sure all of you are aware of. But I want to talk about the story anyways. They're not happy because she's there and she's a total rhino. She's a total rhino, but she's saying things that they don't like. Now, there's two things to this. Either they're trying to convince all of us that we should tune in to MSDNC just to hear what she has to say because she's a true Republican, because she talked about the 2020 election, not in the light that they like. That's why they're upset with her for that reason. Nothing else. They were okay with her bringing the money to the networks, having the debates. No issues there. But now she's on there saying she says something about the 2020 election and she won't agree with them on that. But I think there's something else behind this. I believe they're acting like they're upset with her being there only to get us to go watch, like she's on our side. Let me remind y'all this. Michael Steele, he used to be the chairman of the RNC as well, and he's with MSDNC. You see the pattern? But why?
And you've been convicted, then that should stay.
So then, but to the question, though, do you disagree with Trump saying he's going to free those who've been charged?
I do not think people who committed violent acts on January 6th should be freed.
So you disagree with that? He's been saying that for months. Rana, why not speak out earlier? Why just speak out about that now?
When you're the RNC chair, you kind of take one for the whole team, right? Now I get to be a little bit more myself, right? This is what I believe.
This is what she believes. Now she gets to be more herself. How come you couldn't be yourself when you were the chairman of the RNC? Do you think Laura Trump is going to change who she is now that she's the co-chairwoman? Do you think that she's going to change? I don't think so. I think she's going to be who she is. And this is what has the rhinocrats upset. This also has the democrats upset. As long as she was in the RNC, they had no issues with Rona. Why? Because she was stabbing President Trump in the back. They had no issues with it. She was taking the money that you were donating and running right over to the liberal media outlets. That's going to come to an end. It should. It should have never happened in the first place. We've been losing seats left and right when Rona was in office. Or not office, when she was the co-chairwoman. Losing seats. That needs to change. Now, here, listen to Chuck Todd. Chuck Todd, and this is what makes me think that this is a whole setup. They're trying to make it look like that they're fighting against her when in actuality, they like her. They, again, they had no issues with her bringing the money to them. Watch this.
Dive right in. What were your takeaways?
Look, let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. So I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for her. So she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
Yeah.
Is she speaking for herself or is she speaking on behalf of who's paying her? But once at the RNC, she did say that, hey, I'm speaking for the party. I get that. That's part of the job. So what about here? I will say this. I think your interview did a good job of exposing, I think, many of the contradictions. And look, there's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination. So it is, that's where you begin here. And so when NBC made the decision to give her NBC News' credibility, you got to ask yourself, what does she bring NBC News?
At what point did NBC News have any credibility?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well,
I'm saying
I didn't pay attention to that earlier. At what point did they have any credibility?
Yeah,
they lied about everything. Yeah. They lied about the whole...
Russia.
They lied all about that. They even lied about the vaccine.
China. Crooked Joe Biden.
You know, they lied about Joe Biden. They lied about Hunter Biden. They lied about every single thing. So where does the credibility come into play?
Yeah, talking about gaslighting and character assassination. That's what they've done for many years. She's no different. That's why she fits in there so well, Chuck Todd.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she's one of you.
She's actually one of them. And again, maybe because the money is no longer coming to their network from Republicans. Did y'all know y'all were funding them? Because every time Rona would run over to the liberal media outlet to get them, that was money that Americans, Republicans, were putting into the RNC. And then that money was just going directly over to the left. It wasn't even helping out Republicans running for political office. It was going right directly to the left. Now that that's been cut off, they're upset. They wanted her to stay in her position. And now she's there. She's just like another Michael Steele. Y'all know who I'm talking about? Michael Steele. He used to be the chairman of the RNC. Same thing. Listen to some more of this. They're upset because they're not getting what they want. And they kind of sound like little tyrant children. Listen to this.
And when we make deals like this, and I've been at this company a long time, you're doing it for access. Access to audience. Sometimes it's access to an individual, and we can have a journalistic ethics debate about that, and I'm willing to have that debate. And if you told me we were hiring her as a technical advisor to the Republican convention, I think that would be certainly defensible. If you told me we're talking to her, but let's see how she does in some interviews and maybe vet her with actual journalists inside the network, see if it's a two-way, what she can bring the network. So I do think, unfortunately, this interview is always going to be looked through the prism of who is she speaking for, right? I think.
So does it mean that you can't have different opinion? going on MSDNC. You have to have a one-track mind in order to be on there. Is that what he's saying? Is that what he's alluding to? That's what I'm hearing. That we needed to vet her to make sure that she's going to comply with all the lies that we've been pushing out there, because if she doesn't, then we're going to have a problem. There's a reason why she's no longer the chairwoman of the RNC. There's a reason why. Ramaswamy called her out on it. And ever since Ramaswamy called her out on it, her career path in the RNC went down the drain. Rightfully so. You can get him off the screen. Rightfully so. She shouldn't have been there. Ever since she was there, it's been like, what in the world is happening? And I'll be honest with you, I didn't even care about the RNC, because it was like something's not right. And I didn't even know what it was until Ramaswamy put his finger on it. National television on a liberal media network where they had the debate. I'm just being straight up with you. Okay, it's the RNC. I stayed away from them. Didn't even pay attention to them. Didn't even donate to them. Now I'm interested because Laura Trump is there. And I'm interested even more so because the Democrats hate the fact that Laura Trump is there. They can't stand it. President Trump, he doesn't need to create a new party. All he needs to do is fix the one that we already have. We can rename it from the GOP to MAGA. No issues there. And there's nothing wrong with being MAGA. It only simply means that you want to make America great again. Why is that a problem? I've been asking these tyrants on the left that's running for political office. I say this. In order for me to support you, can you let me know if you want America to be great or not? They never answer that question. Because if they say they want America to be great, then they're associating themselves with President Trump. They don't want America to be great. I encourage everybody, when you go onto these social media platforms and you see someone political running for office, ask them that question. Do you want America to be great or not? Because I want to know. We all want to know. Why should we support you if you don't want America to be great? Isn't that the nation that we live in? Why would we not want our country to be great? Make that make sense. I constantly bring it up and I constantly ask them, but they shy away from the question. They do it every time. They do it every time. All right, everybody, that is it for me. I will see you tomorrow, same time. God bless you, everybody. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.